This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. A group of students from Traverse City is heading to Cuba. It's not the first time 23-year-old Bryce Blick has studied abroad with Northwestern Michigan College, but next month's trip feels a little different.
I feel like Cuba is more like a kind of like a forbidden fruit of travel. It's somewhere that you haven't been able to go previously. So, I mean, we went to Amsterdam and Toronto, but you can go to those any day of the week. So it's a little kind of more exciting this time.
Blick and the rest of the team will have a rare glimpse into Cuba, even as our two nations begin talks about normalizing relations. Whether it's time for change in Cuba is the focus of a lecture tonight from a visiting journalist and professor from Havana, Elaine Diaz. Elaine, welcome to Northern Michigan.
Thank you for having me. This is a great time to be here.
Is it time for change?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, to the group of students who are coming to Cuba, welcome to Cuba. I hope you had a great time, and I think it's a very exciting time to go there now. I absolutely think it's a time for change in Cuba. After both President Obama and Raul Castro announced the reestablishment of the relationships between the two countries, they opened the door to dialogue and to more comprehension between our two countries. And I think it will be better for families at the immigration level. We have more than 2 million people, Cuban people or descendants from Cubans, living here in America. And I think it would be better for economy and specifically in all the social levels of society.
So once again, we wanted to hear a little bit from these students in Traverse City who are headed there. And this is 24-year-old Kayla Keenan.
It just seems like a frozen place in time that we have not been able to actually see in person. And so that's what I'm most excited about, seeing like what the culture is actually like and how we will perceive it compared to how we think it is.
And it could seem like that when you look at the old cars. We have all these American cars in the streets and old buildings and these 4-page newspapers, and it could be really, really, it could feel like really, really old, but it's not. They know everything that's going on in the American television or even filmmaker industry, for example. And when you look at what kids are listening in the case of music, they are really influenced by American music. So it's kind of a dual place where you see old cars, but actually it is a really modern and a culture. And we have a lot of influence from America in Cuba right now.
So we're already there.
Yes.
I think, too, we have this perception that Cuba is very isolated, but though Americans are not allowed to travel there, there are plenty of other tourists that come from other parts of the world. How isolated is Cuba?
I think after the Pope Juan Pablo II, when he said Cuba needs to open to the world, they mean it. He mean it. And we understand that after the 90s, after the 90s crisis, we really need to open to the world. So we start like developing the tourist industry. Now we receive more than almost 3 million tourists each year. And most of them comes from Canada and European countries, Russia, for example. We have a lot of Chinese in Cuba. I think there are some people that are escaping from bad weather. And there are a lot of people who wants to understand Cuban better and who wants to be there and see what is changing along the years. So I don't think we have a closed culture or a closed country anymore. At least after the 90s, I don't think so. I think we have a very open country where people interact with each other and people interact with a lot of people from all over the world.
We have another question from our travelers. This is from 20-year-old Neela Smith.
So if you could recommend any two places in Havana that are a must-see for our understanding of Cuban culture, what would they be?
Wow, thank you, Neela. That's a great question, and it's a tough one. I think you never learn how to deeply understand a country when you are in the places that are designed for tourists, for foreigners. So I would strongly you to go to the Malecón, for example, which is this beautiful place along the sea, and it's wonderful weather there. And you can just sit there and see the people walking and see the people who come and play music, and you will understand Cuba better. What is really good about Cuba is a safe country. you won't be experiencing any dangerous situation, I hope not, there. So I strongly recommend you to walk on the street and talk to people. If you want to learn about Cuban history, for example, talk to old people. They will teach you what the history books cannot. So that would be an incredible way to approach to the Cuban culture. Go to a theater. It's really cheap. Go to a movie. It's really cheap. And you will see like a little bit more than what you receive when you are considered a tourist and you go to the tourist places.
That's Elaine Diaz, a Nieman Fellow at the Nieman Foundation for Journalism at Harvard University. She's a Cuban journalist, blogger, and professor, and she's giving a lecture tonight in Traverse City as part of the International Affairs Forum. And thanks again for your time.
No, thank you for having me.